T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pro Football Talk today. Steelers move towards 16-0 and no one seems to care. 3 reasons why, they say. Number 1, Steelers are winning ugly. They're not blowing the doors off people. They're not embarrassing teams. I know they have the last 2 weeks against the Bengals and Jaguars, but overall, they have not looked like a juggernaut week in and week out. Number 2, the Chiefs are the best team. So even though the Steelers have the best record, they're not looked at as the best team in the NFL, and that hurts this cause. And then 3, the Steelers don't have any superstars. There's not a Patrick Mahomes. There's not a Tom Brady. There's not a guy on the roster who moves the needle and gets people to care. Chris, which one of those reasons do you agree with, or do you disagree with all of them?
I agree with the first one. I do think if they were like destroying everything in their path the way that the 07 Patriots did to start that season, because they only started playing like close games right around this time. Baltimore played them tough. Philly played them tough. Then they got right back to pasting some of their opponents. I think if the Steelers were winning games by 21 or more points almost every time out, there would be a little more attention paid to this. So I think that one has a little merit. I do think the Mahomes thing looms over them slightly. As far as them not having superstars, here's what I think about that. I think you say Roethlisberger, you say Tomlin, you're absolutely going to get people caring. But one of the things not mentioned by Mike Florio there is, even though the Steelers are a national brand as far as football teams goes, probably up there with Dallas as far as the biggest brands, they also don't play in a big city. And I think ESPN, who does dominate, for better or worse, the conversation and how the conversation is shaped, I think ESPN focuses on big market teams, whether they're trendy football brands or not. Like,
I disagree with
that. Don't you get the sense that the New York Jets in some ways would still get more pub than the Steelers because the Jets are in New York?
I don't think
there's a bias there?
I do not.
You don't think that the Patriots or the Buccaneers? Yes. Well, the Buccaneers because it's Tom Brady.
Yes, the Patriots is right.
So wait, you don't think that there's like a Q rating if you're in Boston or L.A. or New York City or Chicago, where you're going to get talked about simply because the people that run those
network
know they're talking to the biggest audiences?
I think that's true of baseball, where not only do those cities have huge fan bases, but because those teams have so much history, have such traditions, that there are fans that have never stepped foot in those places that root for those teams, like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, and I think therefore they dictate how teams and how the sport is covered. I don't think that's true of football. I don't think that's true at all. I don't think because the Chiefs are in Kansas City, it softens or dulls the amount of conversation that stems from what they do or what they might do. The Chargers and Rams are irrelevant teams. They really are. I know that they're in Los Angeles market too. The Steelers move the needle so much more than either one of those teams. It's
so
not
do you
even
reject
close.
Florio's premise altogether?
No.
And think
no,
that
no.
They're...
I think he's slightly off with the third one. It's not about the fact that they play in Pittsburgh, market 25. It's that Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, names that resonated and were polarizing everywhere, aren't on the team anymore. I can assure you that if the Steelers were 10-0, they wouldn't be, but if they were 10-0 with those guys, they would be the most talked about team in the NFL. Because Antonio Brown always sparked a reaction, Ben does to some extent. But I think even more.
Who do you think are the most talked about teams right now in the league? I am curious to know that. Like, if you were just ranking, because you watch,
I think
more sports television than I do.
I think the Bucs and Chiefs are the two most talked about teams in the NFL.
But the Chiefs are definitely not because of Le'Veon Bell.
And the
Bucs
Patriots.
Because of AB. I buy that.
And the Patriots.
Okay.
And the Cowboys.
That's 20 years of dominance. That's just, you know, gravity exists.
And I think the Eagles
Jerry
are up there
Jones
too.
Exist.
Because of the Wentz so, failings, and he's in.
Well, there's
a
that's
huge,
a big that's a huge market though. That's a huge
right.
market,
but a Here's, huge fan
what
base.
What is polarizing about Patrick Mahomes though? Like I think for an all-time great player, I think he is remarkably not polarizing. Most everyone seems to like, even if they don't like the Chiefs, they like him because he's fun to watch. And even if they hate the fact that he's so good, there's still a factor there that's not like Brady with the Patriots. So I don't know why, unless it's because they're the defending champs, they would be getting a ton of run.
I just think that people are drawn to conversations about them because of how entertaining they are.
I would say this. If you want to bring up the Chiefs as a team that gets a ton of pub, it's probably because Mahomes has been so spectacular that people are already making greatest of all time.
Well,
kind
not
of
only
arguments
that, too, Chris, it's
him.
Not easy. This isn't professional basketball or college football. It's really, really hard to repeat. So as great as Kansas City is in the regular season, being able to finish the deal, close out the deal, is still very much up for debate. I mean, it's only happened, what, once in the salary cap era with the Patriots? I mean, it's just not something you see done a lot, even when teams are dominant. The Packers beat the Steelers, went 15-1, and didn't win a playoff game the next year. I think... It, you know what else, too, I think factors into this? I just don't think, because of the way the Patriots lost in 2007, I don't think the same cachet is there with an undefeated regular season. Because there's more. Like, if you go 0-16, that's it. That's the end of the story. That's the closing credits. Your season is over.
So because the Patriots did it, it's not as fun to watch.
No, not only did they do it, but they didn't win the Super Bowl. So it's like, to me...
Well, they also did it while they were on like the revenge tour for Spygate, and it was the ultimate middle finger to the sports world.
I just think people are less interested in 16-0 now because of it. They've seen it happen. They want to see it. Okay, well, how many Steelers fans do you see say, I don't care about 16-0, just win the Super Bowl? I mean, it's like that kind of claim to fame, like being able to brag and say we went undefeated. I just don't think it's there, really. In the NFL.
If the Steelers fan, Johnny and, you know, Janie Steelers fan see this team get to like 13-0, I assure you that they will get into a froth.
I disagree with you.
Yeah, no, people are hedging their bets right now because I think they know that it's still like barely a 10% chance they run the table.
No, I disagree. I think that the players have already laid the groundwork. I think some of what you've heard from Roethlisberger and Micah Fitzpatrick and Tomlin to a lesser extent, he hasn't talked as much about it as those guys have. I think they've already laid out the groundwork here, the foundation for, if they have it, they're saying it's about winning Super Bowls. If they get into, if they've got everything clinched going into week 16 and 17 or whatever, I don't think they'll play for history.
I categorically disagree. Those guys can say whatever they want, they will play and they will try to go undefeated. Come on.
So you think if the Chiefs are 12-3, and the Steelers are.
The Steelers are not.
Are 14-1.
No, if the Steelers are no, it's or, if they're 14-0.
Yeah, they're 14-0,
and
the Chiefs
and they
are,
have clinched the number one seed.
And the tweet. And,
they
and
are
the
not
Chiefs are
11-3. No, they are not starting
I don't,
Mason Rudolph.
I don't
against
hold on.
The Colts.
I don't think they will either. I don't think they'll start him because I don't think they want to have a space of time where they go like 3 weeks. Or whatever it is.
You think they're going to go like vanilla playbook and stuff,
yes.
though, and treat those like
yes.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Think they'll play
I
those games all
that
out.
That would happen, man. I don't. I think that goes against everything in the nature of an athlete. You want to compete. You want to be recognized as one of the best ever. And in this case, at that point, Pony, you know you have a bye in the playoffs, so you know you get to rest up. You are 5 wins. You've already got what 14 of them.
I don't think they'll do it.
You are 5 wins, not from a great season and a championship season, from literal sports immortality.
They haven't,
only team to do something in the most popular league in the world.
I think they have
in this country.
They have gone to such great pains to make it feel like it is irrelevant and meaningless that I think that those words will be backed up by their actions late in the year if we get to that.
That's like if you're saying you get dumped by a girl and you say, you know what, it was probably for the best. You know, I would rather just be happy on my own. And then she comes back and says, you know what, I made a mistake.
Craig,
and you get
what do
right
you think?
Back
if
in
the
there.
Steelers are 14-0 and the Chiefs are 11-3, do you think they'll go all out for 16-0?
Yes.
You do?
I don't think you pull back from 16-0.
I don't think they'll bench Roethlisberger for 2 weeks and then the bye, but I just don't think they'll treat those 2 games like they need to win them. I think they'll just try to make sure they stay healthy and fresh. That'll be their biggest
This is the
goal.
First year where I can remember them really pulling Ben towards the end of games that were blowouts. So maybe they lean towards that, but maybe they just pull him a little bit earlier in those games. Say, like, you know what? Ben built a lead. We're going to give him out the whole fourth quarter, and if we lose it, we lose it, whatever. But I don't think they'll just pull him out of games and start Mason or anything like that.
Don't worry, guys. I put this up as a poll question, so we'll get at least 150 votes that tell us how people feel about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.